is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site entirely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Del.
And Mark.
All right. As we continue here, we will take your calls about absolutely anything. Of course, there is a lot of news out there about what's going on in Japan. And if you look at the news media, they will make you believe that everything is completely in chaos over there, that the nuclear melting of rods and the radiation everywhere, people being tested, and of course we need to have the government around to keep us all safe from the nuclear power plants and radiation, etc. But posted over at LouRockwell.com today, or linked from LouRockwell.com over on JapanTrends.com, is a blog post by Michael Caffarel called Life Continues in Tokyo. Just to kind of give you a perspective from inside Japan without the news media sensationalism. So what are things really like from this guy's perspective on the ground in Japan? In the midst of the tragic disaster up north, we've been barraged with calls and emails from all over the world wondering how we are. We, like basically everyone in Japan, are doing well, all things considered. Life is certainly different with restrictions on power and limited trains, but if you watch international news, you'd think that all of Japan is underwater and suffering. Miyagi and Iwate are at the center of it all, while we are basically experiencing minor inconveniences. And this is important to remember. With the foreign press blowing everything up beyond reality, and the Japanese press allowing the government to keep us in the dark, the truth is somewhere in between. Regardless, we all still have to live and keep going. So we went out today to take some photos of people doing their best to live normally and not staying at home watching television. And this is the best we can do as human beings, especially being in a helpless situation as far as the North is concerned. If you have more images, he gives his email address, you can contact him. And he, shows pictures from people doing deliveries and walking around in a convenience store, people out picnicking in a park, and folks working at restaurants, and just things are just going on. Everything's okay, basically, in most areas of Japan. It's not this crisis from his perspective. I just kind of thought that that was interesting. He says there's a noticeable decrease in prepared food. However, there's still enough in stock, and he shows a guy in a grocery store looking at an infinite choice of beverages with which he can wash his food down. So, again, things may be cut back slightly, but everything generally working as it should be there.
Well, I was listening on the way to the studio tonight to the Mark Levin show, the great one, between his coughs on air and his throat clearings and things like that. He was making a great point, which is that we really only had one nuclear disaster in the history of of Earth. It's the Chernobyl incident, which was being run by, the Soviet Union, and we all know how slipshod it is when the government runs everything. Mm-hmm. Especially the Soviet Union was a really poor choice for these things. They didn't have they didn't have real fail safes in place and that kind of thing. The Three Mile Island. Give me the name of people that died. Give me the name of people that were irradiated.
The design of that reactor is massively different. It uses a different coolant than what we use in reactors in other places. I mean, the nature of the coolant was such that if the control mechanisms were not very carefully in place, it would escalate. The coolant would get hotter and hotter and become more reactive as it got hotter. So it was a ticking time bomb in that sense, whereas the water coolant that we use in most reactors, it becomes less reactive the hotter it gets. So it's sort of internally self-regulating to a large extent.
And this is number three on the list, and it's still, no one's been irradiated. They've managed, everything's operating as it should. Have there been some incidents involved? Yes, there's some things to be concerned with, but everything's working. Everything's happening as it should. So I think it basically people, the news media and, people in general just sort of have this idea that nuclear power is just extraordinarily dangerous. We're going to have a big mushroom cloud if you're not careful. And, those things aren't true. and it's doing everything's doing fine. Nuclear power really could be the way that the wave of the future, the clean energy of the future, but people don't want that. And you really have to ask yourself sort of what do the greeny environmentalists really want from power?
So, some of them are starting to get it. In fact, just a friend of mine who I would consider a greeny environmentalist was recently posted that, you know, we need safe nuclear reactors and that a lot of the things like wind power and solar and coal in a disaster like this go away. You know, they're gone. And a safe nuclear reactor, in fact, would be could survive this if it's designed well. And a lot of the problem with some of these is they're old, very old, even though they're not badly designed.
I don't think they brought one online in the United States in 30 years, if what I was hearing from Levin was correct.
I believe we've reported something similar in this on this show.
Yeah, there's a lot of it's an awfully big hurdle to get past a lot of the political backlash.
It's going to be even
to open a reactor.
It's going to be even more difficult now too. I mean, obviously. Every time something happens, politicians rush to the forefront and they start proposing new legislation that they're going to try to stop these things from happening in the future. And they believe that they can do that with the legislative process.
Well, you know, it's sad that a few people, just these these activists that, you know, they care very much about this. And I agree that there are bad nuclear power plants out there. There are poorly run ones. But, you know, these are the problem with government monopolies. That doesn't really have to do with with the power itself. And I think that this is really the best choice that we have. Wind power and solar power, those things are great for if you're off the grid or something like that. But they're just not as efficient as all these other things. Should they be tried? Sure, let's do that. But mind you, many of the greeny types don't like wind power either. They don't want it in their backyard. Oh my goodness, it kills birds.
Well, not to mention the what it takes to make it is incredibly energy intensive.
Yeah.
And so it takes so long. I don't know. I've heard that they don't even outlive their consumption cost to and create energy long enough to even make to be at all efficient. And that's
the
thing.
I'm confused what you're saying. You're saying that it takes more energy to actually make the turbines?
Well, there's a lot of bad from what I've heard from what I've heard is that the actual construction of them and the energy that goes into making them and the materials and all that stuff that they don't pay off in the long run. You know that you don't get enough energy out of them in the long run to make it worthwhile to make it an efficient power source. Specifically wind is what I heard of.
The solar panels,
from what I understand, they've been horrible in the past, but the technology is improving on them. And right now they're incredibly labor intensive. Up to recently they've been incredibly labor intensive. You need trained technicians putting them together by hand, and it's one of those things where they're incredibly expensive to make and everything, and then they absolutely don't pay off in terms of what it takes to construct them, but the technology is getting better, and I think it's getting to the point where they are going to start becoming efficient to use.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you know, these, and when you think about solar power, what good is that in New Hampshire? There's so many places that solar power isn't going to be of much use.
You got to have sunlight.
Yeah, it's fine out, and if you're sitting out in Tucson or something, that's good stuff. If you've got those wave generators, that's fine if you're in Los Angeles, but it's not so great if you're in Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it costs power to transmit power across power lines.
That's true.
So you need the power where it is. And, you know,
incredible loss of efficiency over distance.
There's wind turbines are fine if you're in a good place for them. They're not so fine if you're not in a good place for them. You need power in all these places, and nuclear energy can provide that. It's going to be a lot cleaner than coal or oil and fossil fuels, and you can and it's domestic, so it satisfies a lot of sort of concerns that people have. I think that electric cars are probably going to get better over time, and so therefore you're going to have the power on which automobiles locomote produce domestically.
I think with enough innovation in the world of nuclear plants, and there has been innovation over the last three decades, but it's usually been happening in places like Japan where it's not as heavily controlled as I
think about electric cars is if you don't have a good way to produce the electricity, you're just moving the pollution to wherever the electricity is produced.
That much is true.
All right, there's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The cyber war preparing to crank up again. We'll tell you who the hackers or hacktivists will be targeting next. 800-259-9231, or may already be. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books. listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You head on over there and enjoy the various features you'll find completely free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. see that. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to be part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
HostGator, it's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, or .anything for that matter. You can create your very own website over there with their free site builder tools and templates. They have more than 4,500 templates. They make it easy for you to create your own website, whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. You'll get a 99.9% uptime guarantee, a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and if you use the portal that we've created for you, HostGator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. The cyber war, it's about ready to kick up into high gear again. Maybe it's actually happening as we speak. This article, a few days old, from motherboard.tv. Last week, the vigilante hacker gang Anonymous declared cyber war on two government employees playing key roles in the detainment of Private Bradley Manning, who is the suspected source of the leaked documents published, some of the leaked documents published by WikiLeaks. As you know, if you may recall, we've discussed Bradley Manning's plight in the past, where he's being held in a federal facility of some sort, and basically being completely separated from any human interaction. He is in the worst kind of solitary confinement
possible.
Yeah,
he gets visits every now and then, but they make it as hard as possible on this guy. They're now having him get up at 4:30 a.m. To stand there naked for some kind of inspection where none of the other inmates have to do it. The people in the State Departments are saying that he is being tortured. They mm-hmm. didn't treat Jeffrey Dahmer, the Unabomber, Timothy McVeigh, they didn't treat anybody like they're treating this guy.
There was a guy who spoke out who was asked to resign. He was basically fired in the really politically correct way by the Obama administration because he basically pointed out that this was torture and that this was unacceptable.
Yep.
And now he's gone. He's out of there.
Well, the Obama administration, the liberals love him, but the Obama administration has been the worst on whistleblowers of any administration ever, and by a long, long shot. These folks...
It's transparency.
I'm curious
right, this is the transparency we were talking about.
I'm curious how many Bush haters, and I'm among them. I couldn't stand the Bush administration. I'm not a Bush hater. I'm not hating Bush. I don't hate people, or try not to at least. But hated the Bush administration, you know, the policies, what they did. And I wonder how many Bush haters in that respect who now like Obama, you know, how are they feeling about people like Bradley Manning who were whistleblowers in Bush's war? This was Bush's war. And, you know, I wonder how they feel and how do they feel now that he is not... Now that Obama is treating, I mean, he hasn't changed the policies.
They
of the
can't be paying much attention. That's all. I bet even the Daily Show is pointing out that this guy said, "Well, we're going to stop this this Guantanamo Bay thing," and then mm-hmm. well, showing that in fact he's going to keep Guantanamo Bay going.
Yep. Anybody paying attention would have to notice that this guy is George Bush III. Basically, he's continuing the policies. He's increasing them. He's ratcheting them up. So and Anonymous is stepping forward. They're going to do something about this. And you know what? There's been very little that I've disagreed with as far as what Anonymous has been doing. I mean, I think that we know that this kind of the cyber war kicked off when I think it was when they were attacking the government agencies and private companies that are essentially the government's lackeys, like Visa and MasterCard. They were attacking their websites with denial of service attacks, basically shutting their websites down, shutting their operation down, and they did that in response to these companies essentially doing the government's bidding by shutting off their the ability for WikiLeaks to receive contributions from its supporters. And so Anonymous stepped up. They took those, they gave those companies a spanking. They hacked, I think it was the Swiss government's website or one of the Switzerland, one of the other, their government's websites because they were involved as well with shutting down a bank account that WikiLeaks had. And you know, the question was, well, what's next? What are these guys going to do after that? And here's something that they're up to. The group has called on its members to gather information on Department of Defense Press Secretary Jeff Morrill and Chief Warrant Officer of the Quantico Military Brig Denise Barnes. Their demands in what has been termed Operation Radical include granting Private Manning sheets and blankets for his bed, reading material, clothes, and a ball, because this man is being held in the most depraved of solitary conditions. I mean, they are torturing him with lights on all day, from what I understand. Obviously, cold temperatures, giving him no sheets for his bed.
Ripping him naked every night.
If he even has a bed with which on which to sleep, they may be, just be forcing him to lay on a concrete slab. I haven't heard an update recently on what has been going on, but I remember the last time I heard he was almost completely being cut off from. I mean, even the attention of the guards, he's not even really able to interact with them either. So he's completely cut off from for the most part from human interaction, which kind of puts you in a place where you're going to go crazy.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. I mean, they're saying that he's holding up pretty well, and all I can think is he's some kind of emotional, psychological titan, if that's the case. Because any normal person under those conditions, it's amazing if he's not suicidal by now.
Well, it's got to help that he knows that that's what they're trying to do. So, you know, if you know what the torture's about, and you know what it is that the torturer is trying to accomplish, then it's got to be somewhat helpful, right? I mean, does that make sense?
I guess. I don't know how much that can help in a situation like that where you're completely helpless, you're cut off from any kind of support that any kind of support network that might help you through something like that. And everyone around you seems to hate him. Everyone around him seems to hate him. They've already judged him. He's already guilty as far as they're concerned. And they're already punishing him. He hasn't had a trial, obviously. And I think there's just driving into him this sense of hopelessness and despair. And there's no support for him. There's all these people out here who support him, and then probably in the millions. But he can't hear them. He can't get any sense of that.
What are they supposed to do?
Well, he does get visitors. He does get a particular visitor on an irregular basis if they can't stop the guy from coming in for whatever reason. So he has some concept of what's going on.
Right, but I hope so.
I hope he's at least getting the word that there are so many people that support him.
It's discouraging as heck. I mean, you know, what are you going to do if you support Bradley Manning? What are you going to do? Donate to his legal fund? Okay, I did that. What are you going to do? Put a big sign on the road that says Free Bradley Manning? What's that going to do? I mean, you just don't know what
to do. It's frustrating. So Anonymous has figured out what to do, and I think it's a pretty interesting idea. They're going to attack his captors. 800-259-9231. With a cyber attack, of course. 1-800-259-9231. We'll tell you more about it in a moment. Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent.
You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale with his mouth full. I'm sorry, I didn't look over there.
You handed him that sheet, so I thought, oh, well, I don't have to talk for about 30 seconds.
I wasn't paying attention. Normally I look
and
to make
Dale.
Sure everyone has their mouths full.
I would have stuffed my mouth if I thought I had to talk. Yeah. I just saw you. I thought I saw Mike. Mark was about to do something, so...
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary is a course for people who don't have lawyers, who have to know what it takes to win. Like, you know, motioning the court, getting evidence, doing all the things that you need to do, change of venue, those kind of things. And for people with lawyers who need to know what their lawyers should be doing and how to minimize legal fees and maximize winning. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. I've got the course. I've taken it. I'm taking it again. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. This is the kind of civics education you should have had in school. Jurisdictionary.com.
So the Operation Bradical is getting ready to kick off sometime, I believe, this week. The folks from Anonymous have made a threat. They have sent a list of demands to the Department of Defense's Secretary Jeff Morrill and Chief Warrant Officer of the Quantico Military Brig, Denise Barnes, demanding, crazy things like that this man be allowed to have sheets and blankets for his bed. Reading material, clothes, and a ball. Bradley Manning, we're talking about.
It'd be nice to have, you know, just a ball to bounce off the wall. Yeah. I mean, really? This is a security risk? Come on.
Is he allowed books? Is he allowed...
No, he's being held in total solitary confinement.
I think that by law they have to give him the Bible, and that's it.
So, 1 week reads Anonymous crowdsource document listing its demands. Otherwise, we will continue to dox and ruin those responsible for keeping him naked, without bedding, without any of the basic amenities that were provided even to captured Nazis in World War II. The top of the document bolsters the threat with, "We're in the ruining business, and business is good." So U.S. law enforcement agencies took an interest in the threat and have enlisted the help of counterintelligence agencies. Any threats to Defense Department information systems and networks are taken seriously, said Quantico's spokesbureaucrat, whoever. The intent or stating that you are going to commit a crime is a crime in itself. So they're, again, once again, upsetting the federal government with their threats, because the federal government knows they're going
to
make good.
The last time the federal government tried to come after Anonymous, they got their butt handed to them.
The you mean the H.P. Gary situation?
Yes.
They're actually going to mention that here in a moment. We'll bring you up to speed on that. But, yeah, they know that the Anonymous guys are actually going to, you know, do something here, and they're scared about that, and they should be. And, you know, this news story kind of brought me around to a discussion that we've had in the past on this program. There have been a few instances where our friends up here will get arrested in New Hampshire, because we're all here for the Free State Project and some things that Free Staters do, the activists here and also New Hampshire natives, liberty lovers, some things that liberty activists do here in New Hampshire involve a little bit of risk. Sometimes people get arrested, and when that happens, in some cases the arrests are particularly egregious, where a police officer may lose control and you know, get a little bit violent during that arresting process, and people are less than happy with that. They want to know what to do. In the past, people have done candlelight vigils outside of the police officer's home, or outside of the man who wears the robe, outside of his home as well, to kind of send a message, you know, an unspoken message, a visual message. That,
yep, I'm one of those people that did that quite frequently.
I was there at a number of them myself, and I fully support the concept. But there were some people within our movement who did not support the concept. JJ, our Thursday night co-host.
It makes me uncomfortable, I've got to say. I mean,
he was very vocal against doing this. And it just looking at what Anonymous is planning here, if the keen bureaucrats thought candlelight vigils were bad, you know, entirely peaceful, people standing across the street on public property from their homes, holding candles peacefully.
For an hour, not late at night, not trying to interrupt sleep, not especially like during dinner time or anything like that, just an hour. Look, we're here, there's someone we care about and you hurt them and we're just expressing our concern for them. Yeah, I mean, that's it.
If they thought that was bad, wait till Anonymous gets a hold of you, right? I mean, these guys can do all kinds of things that are, you know, on the surface, they're nonviolent, but they are certainly monkey wrenching. I mean, they're going to try to ruin these two bureaucrats somehow. Now, I don't know what doxing is. Do you know what that means? To dox.
How's it spelled?
D-O-X.
I don't.
It seems like a hacking term. If one of y'all could check that, that'd be great. What is doxing? Because that's what they're saying they're going to continue to do, and they say they're going to ruin those responsible. Now, I don't know what that means.
Oh, my goodness. Dox, or being doxed, in terms of online forum sites, is the physical equivalent of being butt-raped in real life. Just as all the greats have when a person is doxed, all their personal information is made available for all users to see. Names, addresses, telephone numbers, school, work are not spared.
Nice.
And this usually leads to the person ceasing all ties with said websites, if not the internet as a whole.
Mm, lovely. So that's good. So spreading the information of these government bureaucrats. These people think they can get away with this. It's been something that they've been getting away with for the longest time. They can just torture people. They can keep them without sheets. We know our friends have been put in jail cells, and they've been subjected to very low temperatures, and they've had clothes stripped from them, and they've been not allowed to, you know, to have warmth, essentially. So this is not an uncommon thing that happens, torturing people.
It's torture. It's you know,
it's a low level of
it's
torture.
It's not sticking bamboo shoots under fingernails and things, and so it doesn't. And so I don't know if people are reacting to that word like torture.
It's a lower level.
Making them extremely uncomfortable, you know, for long periods of time.
Yeah, it's easy to say if you haven't been subjected to it, right? So now these government bureaucrats who've been so used to getting away with this sort of abuse of human beings, now Anonymous is stepping forward to give them what's for. And boy, I think it is great news. Good on them. I hope they dox them all over the place.
I'm not going to lose any sleep over these guys.
No,
nope. You know
they could treat this guy humanely.
This is really the solution to the government problem we have, is people being held responsible, people in the government, in real life, being held responsible for their actions. I mean,
you mean outside of the system.
The core of the problem is there is no accountability. There's no accountability.
Right. Within the system, there's no accountability.
Within the system, and this is some kind of accountability.
If the system didn't want crap like this to happen, then it should hold its denizens responsible. They're not responsible for their actions. Being held responsible will cause them to act in a fashion that is responsible. Currently, that's what we have in our government bureaucracies. Up and down, top to bottom, people that see that they have no responsibility for their actions, so they'll do whatever they're told, whatever they feel like.
And there are, in many ways, these positions of power, especially jailers' positions, attract some sadistic folks as well. So in addition, you get people who are, they know they're not responsible, they know they're insulated, they know they're protected by the system, and they're sadists on top of that.
Well, it's and there's the Stanford experiment. I mean, to whatever degree they are sadists, that's going to be brought out by this environment. The nature of this environment is such that it induces that. So it's going to be, however sadist they are, they'll be more so when you put them in that position of being in charge of prisoners.
Right.
Especially
they don't
military.
Have to, they don't have to be a sadist to begin with in order to do this. But the fact is that the experiment, the Stanford Prison Experiment, does show that people put in those circumstances will act like sadists. If you like a sadist, normal folks, just normal people randomly selected from a group. So if you have normal people that will act like sadists in these circumstances, then what kind of people will be attracted to the job? Now, I can't say that, but it seems like it would be, you know, it would seem like more sadists would be attracted to that job. I'm not willing to say that these people are in the beginning, but I do see the science that will cause them to.
So the most recent anonymous victim to get a good doxing was Aaron Barr of HB Gary Federal, a U.S. security firm that boasted of their plans to reveal the names of anonymous leaders to the Financial Times. The hacker swarm descended at the news, breaking into Mr. Barr's email account and publishing 71,000 internal emails. Revealed in those emails was a proposal from H.B. Gary to the law firm that represented Bank of America, planning to use cyber attacks, misinformation, forged documents, and even blackmailing to discredit WikiLeaks. Aaron Barr later resigned his position as CEO of H.B. Gary Federal, according to AnonNews.org, the group's news site, basked in their success, posting, "Poor Aaron Barr. Wait, no, that guy was a dick. At least we destroyed him anonymous style." 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Cyber war continues. Here in moments, this is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini.
Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into this program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum and podcast, and more. Go get the details, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa and MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com.
I want you to imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief. The criminal who wasn't content just to steal your bank accounts and use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's stalking, he's taking out your house and your family. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't know where the thieves were coming. And added, LifeLock services are legit, they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. I don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that I use, LifeLock. LifeLock is the best, and it's guaranteed. So join me on my mission that none of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. I need you to call now because I was able to get you a 30-day bonus of LifeLock protection and a free document shredder. You can do this for yourself and your family. You call 1-800-242-2693. That's 800-242-2693. One more time, that number for LifeLock, 1-800-242-2693.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number here. You can take control of the airwaves as we continue with the news, and we'll get right back into your calls here in a moment. Just want to give you the rest of the news about Anonymous and their plans to take on or take down or dox, as they call it, the lady in charge of the Quantico military brig, Denise Barnes, as well as Defense Press Secretary, Department of Defense Press Secretary Jeff Morrill, two of the people that they deem to be the most responsible for the way that Bradley Manning is being treated, or rather mistreated, in a very inhumane fashion at the Quantico military brig. They made a list of demands that must be met in order to give this man some sheets and blankets on which to sleep.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Give clothes them to wear.
It's outrageous demands, man.
Yeah, and if they don't meet these demands, they are going to go and dox these folks, and that means essentially reveal all their private information online for the entire world to see, as they did with H.P. Gary executive Aaron Barr, who was running a security firm that was boasting of their plans to take down the anonymous leaders or at least reveal their names.
I wish they could find out who the specific people inside the prison are who are doing some of these things to him.
Mm.
I wish go after those guys.
Nice.
The tip of the spear. That's they get off way too easily sometimes. Everyone is, they're just following orders. That is such a pathetic excuse.
Well, it's somewhere
for doing
to start.
Evil.
It's somewhere to start. I mean, if they go after the warden of the prison, there's a good chance that she may try to adjust the behavior of her underlings. So
that's true.
So Aaron Barr, by the way, this guy from H.P. Gary, later resigned from his position in the organization, according to anonnews.org. The range of this hacker's gang power is ostensibly without borders. As the world's governments, corporations, and social networks rely more heavily on internet-based systems, the abilities of groups like Anonymous will swell accordingly. What started as a group happy with torturing ex-girlfriends' Facebook accounts via 4chan has burgeoned into a faceless organization with the cojones to publicly announce plans to enact a complete communication shutdown of a military brig.
You mean these ex-girlfriends are getting off now? Running around doing whatever they want?
If the group is successful, it won't be long until they're listed as a terrorist organization. At this point, however, the only one behind bars is still Bradley Manning, whose treatment is now so repulsive that it even lies beyond what at least some of the most devoted Obama admirers are willing to defend, according to Glenn Greenwald from Salon. The mistreatment of Private Manning justifies Anonymous's plans for most, but mob mentality has never been credited with rationale. Anonymity within a mob setting, combined with the actions of the mob itself, allows the people the freedom to smash, burn, or beat whatever and whomever they want, to paraphrase from How Stuff Works article on the subject. But when the mob's members have their fingers on the switches of a Department of Defense security framework, as it will with its current plan, the faceless internet marauders will have to learn to dox with accountability. So I say more power to them, go get them, because these people are scum of the earth, as far as I'm concerned. Treating another human being like this, they should be ashamed of themselves, and clearly they are not. So it is going to take Anonymous to shame these people into doing something differently.
Well, another point to be made here, because many people feel like Private Manning, these WikiLeaks are in fact Private Manning's leaks, and they're just believing that at this point there is no proof, there's no link mm-hmm. between them, but they also believe that he violated an oath, and I gotta say that to some extent that's true. Now of course some would say that this oath was to enemies foreign and domestic, and that those enemies are quite frankly that there are enemies within the United States government, and those people are lying, cheating, and stealing the American people's money. But, one can make these arguments. But the thing that needs to be pointed out here is that there isn't a criminal that has been treated like Private Manning up to this point.
Saddam Hussein,
maybe you can talk about the guys from Guantanamo, but not inside the United States.
Right.
Jeffrey Dahmer, you list off the killers, the sick weirdos,
yep.
And they don't amount to this one guy who was trying to bring accountability to his government, releasing stuff that the government had done, in an anti-war protest.
I recall when I was in the military that, understanding that if you're given an order that is considered an unlawful order, you disobey it. And that's the proper thing to do if you're loyal to this whole notion. If you're loyal to your country, you disobey what's considered an unlawful order.
But don't mean it. Right?
Of course.
Isn't that goes under?
But then this is what's happening, is you have a guy who really does mean it. Like, I felt like, he felt like he was that's exactly what happened, is that he was disobeying something that was that should have been disobeyed because something was screwed up higher up.
Yeah, they're going to have heck of a time defending against that particular issue, and I think that's why they're punishing him as they are now, because they understand that this kid's going to get off. I'd really love to see that happen. He's got some of the best legal minds in the
sure
country
hope so.
Defending
hope so.
Him.
If his mind isn't warped by that time, all this solitary
confinement. That's what they're hoping to do, Ian. They're hoping to torture this guy into jello by that time, so that they, they don't look as bad. I
fully support any kind of peaceful action against these sick government captors. I think they're right on the right track here, and good on them.
I'm beyond peaceful action. I'm for nonviolent action. You see, I think there's a real difference here. Action that doesn't physically harm someone else. If you're talking about going after government computers, go after them.
So like pouring sugar in their gas tank, that'd be all right?
I don't see the point in going after an individual's gas tank. Mm. I think that this is a
individuals that do this.
This is a governmental issue, and
but
I think
it's individuals that act out these functions.
Yeah.
I mean, these guards could, as Dale pointed out, these guards could say, what are you talking about? I'm not going to prevent this man from having a blanket. I won't be a part of this. And right. They could walk out of their job.
That's exactly what they would do.
I would just give them the blankets and stuff if I were in that position. And then if they fire me, they fire me. But I'm not going to I wouldn't torture someone to keep my
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely. Let's continue here.
I doubt the guards are listening, but if they were, I would say, look, you don't torture someone to keep your job. I have no sympathy for you.
Yeah. There's other jobs out there. Let's talk to Jimmy listening in Ohio. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Jimmy in Ohio.
Hey, Ian. How are you, man?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jimmy?
Good, man. You remember me, I hope.
Nope, sorry.
Well, the musician that, I met you. We talked for, quite a while.
That's cool. There's a lot of folks, that come up here, and I hope it's not a personal thing.
I was just, curious, I've been, Facebooking Sam, and, I don't know if you guys saw the end of the where the police shut down the Cub Scout video. That's a feature video right now on Obscure Truth.
Yeah, I've seen that video. Yeah,
I haven't.
The Cub Scouts were selling cotton candy here in Canada, and the cops shut them down.
Yeah, and I have 7 songs recorded with Sam, and I was wondering, if he was gonna play, if he was gonna do any more, because I really enjoyed the. I've listened to myself on it.
No, it's a great question.
Got a good, really good sound. I love it.
You can find him on Facebook and send him a message. I know he's really busy building his house. He left New Hampshire and he's got a different path in life now, and he's wants to build a house on his family's farm in Texas to kind of, I guess, prepare for the financial calamity that he believes is going to occur. And so if he's not responding to his Facebook messages, I can't help you, man. I thank you for the call and wish you the best of luck. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control, bring up anything. Hour number 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.